Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Tonight, the number one rugby team in the world take on the reigning world champions in the Rugby World Cup. RTE's Jackie Hurley is on the line now to set the scene for Ireland versus South Africa. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, Jackie, you wouldn't know this was only a pool match. It's like a final at this stage, the anticipation and the hype, isn't it?
It really is. It's so funny because people are saying, look, it could potentially be a final later in the tournament. Who knows? But it certainly feels like a knockout match. And you're right, even the way you set it up, it's the world's number one team against the defending champions. They've never met in a World Cup. The stage could not be set for a better game. And I don't think I've seen a pool game talked about in this way before. It just feels like this is just such a momentous occasion. It's amazing.
Is this the first real test of the Irish team now?
Yeah, I think so. And look, really, everything has been building towards this for the 4 years. And I think everybody will say, look, winning a Grand Slam was a big tick. Winning in New Zealand was a huge tick for this team to take off their bucket list. But I think beating a team like South Africa on the way to potentially winning a World Cup is another major milestone for this team to reach. And to be fair to them, they have taken on every challenge head on over the last number of years. They've put themselves in the very best position to do this. They've been able to pick what is their strongest team really as well, maybe barring that injury to Dan Sheehan. So they're in the perfect space to be able to do this. As to whether they will, that's the million-dollar question that nobody can really answer until kickoff at 8 o'clock tonight.
And I guess what we're looking at here is a very physical game, right? Attrition, basically.
Yeah, and look, what the South Africans want is a dogfight. Look, they've picked the biggest men that they could find. That's the way that they play rugby. They play a hugely physical game. The fact that they've picked, I think that the 7-1 split on the bench has gotten more talk this week than anything else. And I think everybody in Ireland is a bit fed up of it and saying, well, what about us? What about our game? I hear Jamie Heaslip trying to get the green machine trending instead of the South African bomb squad. Now, I don't know if it has the same sexy appeal as the being called a bomb squad, but maybe it'll take off. But I think, look, what Ireland want is they want a quick, fast-paced game. That's why Jameson Gibson-Park is playing. They want to get the ball out of their fast and move the big men around the pitch. And this is going to be a total clash of styles. And then whoever wins has a huge shot at potentially going on to win a World Cup, I think.
Yeah. And in the middle of all this, we keep hearing, though, that the Irish team are zen, calm, relaxed, while all the rest of us are losing our heads.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Peter O'Mahony and Keith Earl cycling around on a bike. And if you ever got a backer off somebody when you were younger, well, that's what the two of them were doing around Paris. Keith Earl's on his phone on the back of the bike, looking like he didn't have a care in the world. You know, you're looking at players in the press conferences and they're smiling, they're cracking jokes. Gary Ringrose yesterday was talking about Bundy Aki making his 50th appearance in an Irish shirt, and Bundy was doing the fake crying in the background. Like, they look like they are a team who are very comfortable with each other. And Andy Farrell lets them do that. You know, like, he's a real cool customer himself. If you've ever chatted to him, he's just a really relaxed guy who's very much in on the let their family come in and speak to them, let them have some time off. And, you know, if they win, brilliant. If they don't win, it's not a knockout game. They're still in this. And I think he's treating it that way. He's allowing them to be adults and enjoy this as much as they can. And I think that's been a really good approach with this team. It's definitely worked for them so far. And I think it's probably the right approach for this tournament too.
Okay, Jackie, before you go, people will be heading to the Aviva right now to see the Irish women's soccer team take on Northern Ireland. And this is another big historic occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a national event for the day. I'm telling you, you'll be trying to weld people off the couches now for the afternoon with all the sport that's on. But I think for people who are going to the Aviva, look, I've heard that there's going to be over 40,000 people there, which is a record. If you think they've never played in the Aviva before, it's a monumental occasion for this team. And I think after Vera Powell moving on, it's a first chance for everybody to kind of say, OK, the page has turned. Let's get down there, support the girls as a start of a new campaign to qualify for the Euros, which would be massive for this country. So hopefully loads of people get out and support. It's a glorious day in Dublin, and hopefully people enjoy it.
Okay, and lots more people gone to Paris, I think, this weekend as well. And people can watch live coverage of Ireland v South Africa tonight with kickoff at 8 p.m. on RTE2 and RTE Player, or listen to live commentary on RTE Radio 1. And you can follow live updates as well on RTE Sport Online and the RTE News app. Jackie Hurley, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Brendan. Enjoy it.